Welcome along, everyone. So glad that you have signed up for this. It's nice to be able to see faces that are familiar, that I've seen before, that I've sort of had conversations with over the years, and also new faces. It's not every day somebody signs up for a preaching course with everything that that's, you know, expects of you. It's not every day somebody goes into that without any fear of what is this going to look like and what is this going to ask of me. So thank you for taking that step and jumping on in, which is great. My name's Ken Noakes. This is Craig Loveday, which is brilliant, which in actual fact, this course was his idea. So blame him. No. It's great to be able to work with a brother who I've known now for a few years and seen in ministry. Craig, pastor of
Trinity College
Gawler, and hence one of the reasons why we're here, because I'm one of the pastors at Trinity City in the city, and so we sort of tried to find somewhere that was helpful for where we are. So thank you for traveling up to Perseverance Road, which is great. Before we jump into the notes, how about we introduce one another, since we're going to be spending a bit of time together. Lord and Father, we thank you that we can come together with the different experiences that we have as a group. We pray that we might learn from one another in lots of ways over the course of today and the days that follow in this preaching course. Father, speak well to us. Help us work hard and rigorously with your text, and help us to love and think through how to communicate your word to those who might be listening to us, so that we have some of those skills for whatever ministry you have in store for us going forward. So, Father, we just pray that you work with us today, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, in your notes, the blue folder that you have in front of you has got all of today's notes. I'll add to those notes for the next few days when we come together. They are fairly complete. The reason why I've given you fairly complete notes is because I want you to be able to sort of use them as reference guides and go back over things as we go. So you'll see the timetable there of what we've got. What I am doing is I'm recording all of these sessions, and I will post those recordings on the site that it shows you on your handout there, so that you can go back and listen to them. I know there are others who can't be here today, or another that can't be here today, and so that might make it a little bit easier for you to be able to listen and recheck things as you go. You can see the timetable, that'll become a little bit more clear as we go along. And then what I've also done is I've given you all of the resources, different books that have influenced the content of this course. So I'd love to be able to say that this is all original material. Unfortunately, it's not. It's me synthesizing much greater, better preachers in what they've written or what they've done in preparing preaching courses or preparing people to preach. You don't need to read all of those, but I just thought that'd be a good list of things to be able to see, you know, in the future. One of the things I try and do is read a book on preaching every year, I found that quite rewarding and quite consistent in lots of ways as well. There are the details there for you. Hopefully that will make some sense. I hope that as we meet, we will be well equipped to be able to handle the Bible, so that when you walk away or when you walk before the group of people that you've got in front of you, that you can be fairly confident that you're not preaching heresy, that what you're saying will be consistent with what God wants you to say and helpful for the people who you're trying to serve. That's my prayer, and that's my hope, and we'll see how we go. But it will require a certain amount of work from you. There's a saying in preaching that when it comes to preaching, somebody always gets hurt. It is either the congregation because you haven't prepared, or it's you because you have. And I think that's a good way to be able to think that one through. Now, Craig and I would not say we were expert preachers. We wouldn't say that we've got this all worked out. We're still learning. I feel as if I have grown in my preaching in the 25 years that I've been doing it. And I'm hoping that I will grow in my preaching in the next 25 and beyond years of preaching. So it is sort of one of those exercises that will grow as we go. Okay, now are there any questions that you have as I set up that you would like to have answered before I start that will help you do what you do as you learn? Any questions you have? All right. In that case, if you turn to the first of the handouts that are there, it should say, "What is preaching?" And that will be our first session.